First, there's a lot we don't know about a potential fall season for college sports during the ongoing pandemic. One thing we do know, UW-Madison Athletics announced a uniform change. The white W on the crest logo would become a black one for this season, if there is one. It's not the biggest change. The notable part here is what inspired the move, a public letter from past and present student athletes. Here's a little bit of that letter shared on Twitter by a UW football player. Quote, "We, the current and former student athletes at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, request to adorn our uniforms with the university crest that displays a black W. It is our show of solidarity and commitment to the inclusion of black and other underrepresented students, that their lives matter." We have two guests with us now to talk more about the role that athletes play in social and political issues. Michael Jackson is UW-Madison's Associate Athletic Director for Development, Inclusion, and Engagement, and a former UW-Madison athlete with the basketball and track and field programs. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite.
And Eddie Como is a professor of higher education and founding executive director of the Center for Athletes' Rights and Equity at the University of California at Riverside. Eddie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Michael, let's start with you. Can you walk us through the conversations, the background on this letter and this, small but symbolic change on the uniform?
Yeah, I don't want to start off by necessarily calling it small. I think
Sure. It's
a big step forward for the program and for the students. And I think that's how we looked at it and approached this particular opportunity. We've been in conversations with the students really dating back to homecoming. Regarding just missteps that candidly the program has taken. And upon my arrival here, we've made it a focus to really come alongside our student athletes to ensure that as we make changes within the department, and that includes partnering more broadly with the community and the university, that we're not just presenting students with recommendations that they can respond to, but including them in the process from day one. And I think that's what we've been able to do over the past several months, even as we move into COVID. I was really proud to see the students come together with alumni with this initiative. It was something that we immediately sat down with them and really walked through, okay, how do we make this, how do we execute on this recommendation from the students, but what can we do to take it a step further in partnership with the students? And I think that's where we arrived at the additional component of having the Motion W in place as well, so the Black Motion W. So as you stated, the Black Crest really represents University of Wisconsin. And it's really the, in the students using their words, it's their attempt to show solidarity with other students of color on campus. That was why it was very specific for our student athletes to adorn that crest. That's something that we worked with them to ensure it was not only included on all of the uniforms, but they got a chance to see ahead in advance where it would be included and approve of where it would be included on their respective jerseys across all of our sports. That was something that was very important to us. We also wanted to make sure that they had apparel to adorn both the crest as well as the Black Motion W. And that is something that we've worked with them and made a commitment to execute on for the upcoming year as well.
And Eddie, you recently had an article in Forbes about the ways that college sports could advance racial justice. Can you talk about the importance of having athletes themselves at the table as they, it sounds like they were in this case at UW-Madison?
Right. You know, there's been sort of this racial reckoning, this sort of in this historical moment where we see more and more athletes that really see opportunities to advance causes around equity, around justice. And I think that, you know, what might be different from the current movement or this historical moment is that many athletes see these issues reaching beyond colleges and universities, where there's a common theme around Black lives, around this sort of humanity gap that I sort of describe here. And I really see them taking on this sort of presence that there's a need to do more. This is beyond simply protecting athletes on the field or on the court, but more so about human lives. And I really think that we're starting to see this sort of global movement around equity and injustice issues.
And Mike, you talked about, you know, missteps that UW and maybe other institutions have made over the years. This is one step. What do you see as next when it comes to tackling these kind of issues and, I guess, learning along the way?
There's a broad spectrum of things that we have to focus on. When you talk specifically to our department, we've taken steps even ahead of what we've seen unfold over this summer time frame to first and foremost implement an equity diversity council within athletics. It's an advisory council that is made up of former student athletes, but more importantly, alumni that sit in specific sectors that will be able to provide us guidance as we look to revamp our diversity strategic plan within athletics. It includes members in the broader part of UW campus. It includes members in community with specialties in everything from HR to diversity to higher ed to community engagement. We really wanted to build a council that could help us identify blind spots, but also best practices to be able to bring back to campus. Some of our key focuses within our new strategic plan are really first and foremost focused on the student athlete experience. Our students of color deserve to have the exact same high level experience at Wisconsin. That's in the classroom, in practice, on game day, but also outside in their social experience. So we put together a comprehensive plan that ensures first and foremost our students are serviced at that highest level. That includes and extends beyond our students to ensuring that our staff, coaches have that same level of support. And also, how can we partner more closely with the community, educating our staff across the board, as well as providing more outreach within the community? Because as you stated earlier, our student athletes and our athletic department has a brand awareness and the ability to reach deeper and influence the community than some of their peers. So we have a responsibility to leverage that accordingly and ensure that our students of color, our student athletes have the representation that they feel is appropriate.
And Eddie, in that Forbes piece I mentioned, you gave a list of some specific items that you think could do a lot more toward racial equity in NCAA schools. I want to key on one of them, increasing Black representation in coaching and senior level leadership positions. Can you talk about where we are and how you'd like to see it change?
Right. You know, part of my response to the George Floyd murder was to really think about how do we move beyond sort of performative statements to really think about a call for action, to really think about how we can address some of the sort of structural concerns that really have been lingering for more than, you know, since the establishment of the NCAA. And so I put together a number of recommendations, but specifically, there is a gross underrepresentation of Black leadership in college athletics, specifically Division One. Majority of coaches are white men. When we think about conference commissioners, most of them are white men. And so there is a need to think about representation across the board, specifically around Black coaches, Black in athletic directorship positions, Black women in more senior level leadership position. I think when you start to think about who is making these decisions, who's in charge of developing these rules of engagement, we want to ensure that it's reflective of the student body, right? Of those who are actually participating in the sport, that's engaged in the labor, right? That's really there producing the product. And so too often it sends the signal, if you don't have that representation in high level leadership positions, sends a signal that Black athletes, you sort of aren't welcome, right? That this is not a climate that's conducive for a wide range of students across different spectrums. And so that is one area that I certainly hone in on and really think that we could do a better job of certainly increasing the representation in senior level leadership positions.
We're talking about athletes and racial justice in college sports with Professor Eddie Cummo from the University of California, Riverside, and UW-Madison Associate Athletic Director Mike Jackson. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about athletes speaking up on issues of racial justice? What would you like to hear or see from universities and their athletic programs around issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion when it comes to sports? If you are or have been a college athlete, did you feel like you could speak up on political issues to your team, to the campus, to the world at large? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Professor Eddie Como from the University of California, Riverside, and Associate Athletic Director Mike Jackson from UW-Madison, talking about student-athletes speaking out about racial justice and what colleges can and are doing to address concerns about the topic in college sports. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been following athletes speaking up on social media and elsewhere about issues of racial inequality and treatment? What reaction do you have? Do you have when they make the case that, hey, sports can be political? Call 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Charles is with us in Waukesha. Charles, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What do you want to bring up, Charles?
I just had a comment of looking at what percent of the coaching staff is black versus white, only because I don't know the exact percentage of Americans that are black Americans versus white Americans, but just to take that into account.
Charles, thanks for the call. So talking about, I guess, proportions and representation. And Eddie, I think when you compare the population of student athletes at many campuses versus the populations of coaches, that's where you can see a big disparity. Do I have that right?
Correct. Right. When you look at the major revenue generating sports, football and men's basketball, you see a disproportionate number of black athletes in those sports. Yet when you look at those in the coaching ranks, for example, in Division I football, FBS, you have more than 85% of football coaches are white. And so that there is a disparity when you think about that representation. So that was specifically what I was referring to.
Thanks for that call. Mike, what do you see either being done now at UW-Madison in athletics or that could be improved in the future when it comes to training athletes, especially athletes of color, to be leaders, whether that's within the athletic field or beyond?
Yeah, we have a broad career leadership roadmap that's in front of us and that we've already began to implement. To address the issue of coaching, it really does get to the point of career leadership guidance. Are you providing those student athletes with a pathway post playing career that shows them benefits of getting their graduate degree right away, moving into the coaching space from the graduate assistant level and beyond, and really building a pipeline so that these student athletes that then go on into a career that is professional in their respective sports have the ability to move up the ranks more quickly. Specific to Wisconsin athletics, and I'm glad Eddie brought up the point of clarifying those revenue-generating sports, it is important that we do a better job across the board of providing greater opportunity in terms of our searching out top talent, whether that's working with a talent search agency, putting out better ad spend and posting jobs in more relevant diverse spaces so that individuals who may not be tied to our respective university or our network have an opportunity to post for these positions, holding coaches accountable as we talk about review of their and expansion of their contracts. I think all of these things are under consideration, not just within Wisconsin, but it's something that we're talking about really in depth within the Big Ten's new Anti-Racism Coalition Committee as well.
Thanks for that call, Charles. Eddie, you are looking for a kind of a culture change in athletic departments. You want to see them take on issues of, you use the phrase or the word, anti-blackness. You want them to take that issue on head on a daily basis, really. Can you give us a sense of what that would look like?
Right. So too often when you think back of the policies of the NCAA and member institutions, we use the buzzword around reform, right? We've had the APA academic performance rating, which is really just a repackaging of reform, and we're continuing to get the same results. If you look at those who are penalized through the APR, for example, most of those schools are low-serving, low-resource institutions like HBCUs, right? And so as much as we want to think about sort of reforming and ensuring that athletes are developing their talents, matriculating and eventually graduating and contributing to the greater good, I often think that we're tinkering with the edges. We're responding to issues that happen and don't necessarily address the sort of core or central structural issues that do exist. And so as I think about these sort of performative statements and this sort of call for action that's playing out, I see their body of work, but I don't see the structural changes that happen. We tend to tinker with the edges of that. And so what I'm calling for is a centering of vulnerability, a centering of the Black condition, to really think about how do we address their concern. And of course, the first thing we do is must acknowledge that anti-Blackness does exist. There is this sort of idea that they are less than, that they are inferior, irrespective of their intellectual capacity, irrespective of their backgrounds or their contributions to the greater good. And so I'd like to begin by centering this vulnerability and acknowledging that anti-Blackness exists. If you're able to come out with a statement and say, I support Black lives, I'm in solidarity with Black people, after, you know, 8 minutes of someone's life being squeezed out of them, let me see the action. Let me see you centering the needs of Black people and ensuring that we're moving in a direction that addresses their racialized experiences.
We just have a minute or and a half or so left. Mike, what is next now for the UW-Madison Athletic Department, a big department tackling some big issues here?
Obviously, we're addressing some of the hardest times in the program in the department's history in terms of budget shortfall in dealing with COVID. But what's most important for us right now is making sure that we have programming in place and resources in place to serve our student athletes, regardless of the scenarios that they may face coming this fall. That really is our number one priority. We're going to communicate to our donors. We're going to communicate to the community as we get updates and remain transparent in that. But we've got to really make sure that we are putting in place a plan that ensures that our student athletes have the best experience if they're not able to get on the field or on the court come this fall.
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Eddie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Mike Jackson is Associate Athletic Director for Development, Inclusion, and Engagement at UW-Madison, and Eddie Como is Associate Professor of Higher Education and the Founder and Executive Director of the Center for Athletes' Rights and Equity, or CARE, at the University of California, Riverside. We talked to him today about moves UW-Madison and other colleges are making to advance racial justice in athletics.